a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers, and it is Wednesday night, the 12th of December, 2007. On the show tonight, we're going to talk with Michael Vail of thought-criminal.org. And we're going to talk about technology and its uses and some of the control factors that we see. We're seeing security cameras everywhere. Now this hypersonic stuff that's coming out. Now I guess it's gonna, you know, kind of goes in tandem along with our discussion from the other night with Dr. Nick Begich, and we're gonna branch off into some other areas of things that are going on, some of the cloning and things that they're doing, and something I'm sure we'll get into. They've cloned cats that now glow in the dark. We literally have people, you know, trying to play God. And much of this moves off into this eugenics movement that's out there that's trying to perfect the species. Actually, they're trying to dumb us down, make us different, and perfect themselves. But we'll get into all that and oh so much more. I got an email this morning from Brad, same last name by the way, but I don't know if he and I are related in any way. But he was, we were talking about the need to get your party affiliation changed if you want to vote for Ron Paul and you're a Democrat or you're an independent and your state is a closed primary. There's a website called primarilypaul.com, P-R-I-M-A-R-I-L-Y, Paul, P-A-U-L.com, and then you go down a little ways on the site, and it'll let you click a link that'll take you to a big page that has, you'll have your individual state listed there in a group of others, and you'll know the voter registration date. If you're not registered to vote, you'll need to do that anyway if you're going to vote for Ron Paul and you're not registered. But if you're needing to change your party affiliation, you can do that right. It'll give you there, and some of these states even have online forms, so that you can change it right there online and get that done and out of the way. But that is so important. If you want to support Ron Paul and you're a Democrat or you're an independent and your state is a closed primary, then you're going to want to get registered. And so that way you're going to want to get registered as a Republican. And if you've never voted before or you don't have a voter registration card, then you need to register, and you need to register as a Republican. And all this has to be done soon. We can give all this money to Ron Paul, but if people don't come out to and vote, then all of this is for naught, and a lot of money's gone down the tubes. And despite what the national polls are saying, it really looks like Ron Paul stands a good chance. I mean, his numbers are rising in New Hampshire. There's anecdotal information about his success in Iowa. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. All right, we'll come back on the other side with Michael Vail, going to talk about technology tonight. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on this Wednesday night. Mouseketeer roll call time real quickly here in the RBN chat room at republicbroadcasting.org. And this is so easy to find, so easy to see. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org. Right there at the, towards the top of the page where it says home, right next to there it says chat. Grab it. Boom, you're in. And you can pick a name, and you're up and running. Catherine is in there as normal. CPR Radio. Yeah, America needs a little CPR, and that's what he's providing. Grump, Jer Bear, Michael Powers with RBN is hanging out in the chat room. Rogue Dolphin, Tanana, and TXZ045. In the Midnight Rider chat room, we've got Chainsaw, Chowda Time, Dalekus, David B., Doug, Air Lion, Fates Web, Hard True Soldier Chick, John Preston, and his dog King, Chris, Josh is in there. We've got Lee, we've got Michael, we've got Mike S., Mike CTW, Brother Rob, and the 00 Viper. All hanging out in the Midnight Rider Show chat room tonight. Both rooms always get good conversations going on, so you can pick one
and grab after it and get going. I want to welcome our guest tonight. He deals mainly on the subject of technology and its effects and its influence on our society, how government uses technology. He has a website. It is www.thought-criminal.org. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome to the program Michael Vail. Michael, how are you tonight? Oh, Mike, we lost Michael. Manny, I'll try to get him back for us here. But no, Michael has some great, great stuff on his site. And there he is. We'll have him back here in just a second. And there we are. Michael, how are you tonight?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on the program.
It's good to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your website and how long you've had it up and all that good stuff. Michael, are you there? Might be problematic. He may be having connection problems in his neck of the woods. But all right, so we'll try one more time here. I had an interesting talk today with Tom Kimmel this afternoon. He's the grandson of Admiral Husband E. Kimmel, who was in charge at Pearl Harbor on the 7th of December, 1941. Excellent conversation today. And I'd first learned about him by listening to Rick Adams here on RBN and got him on it and talked with him today. That was excellent, excellent information. You know, there's just so much that's going on with our government for so long in this country that we've not paid attention to. And, I mean, we just went to sleep. But it, fortunately, so many of us are starting to wake up, and that's a big thing. Michael, are you back?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Michael, tell us a little bit about your website, thought-criminal.org.
Me and a few other people monitor current events to see, you know, how close we are to Orwellian 1984-esque world. And we go through thousands and thousands of different articles and news sources to get the information instead of relying on the mainstream Mockingbird media.
How long have you had the site up? You've had it up for a while, haven't you?
Almost 2 years. It's been hacked a few times and bring it down and bring it back up, but it's still going.
In the 2 years, have you seen an increase in the role the technology is playing as far as for like control, those type of things of population and surveillance and the like?
Well, the thing about it is that, you know, originally, you know, we were watching, looking at the biometric age and seeing how that was exploding. And really, that was it besides, you know, CCTVs and such. But now it's almost like you can't get the information on the website. I mean, it's like I'm, you know, putting, you know, 8 to 10 articles up every day. And, and we're talking about back scanner vans using tetrahertz systems where they can see through your house like it's nothing. You know, we're talking about Talon I forget the other name, robots they're deploying in Iraq. Basically, you control like controlling a video game, and you got night vision and a huge automatic weapon on it. We're talking about HARP. We're talking about, I mean, mini system. It's basically the technology which we have right now is just exploding. We were talking last night about how sheriff departments want these active denial systems, basically microwave weapons to use on the population, you know, to make sure that we stay in line. It used to be tasers, but now they've graduated to microwave weapons.
Well, yeah, and the taser thing, Michael, I mean, every time we turn around, there's an article out nearly every day, some days multiple articles about cops tasering people. I mean, just lately, they taser a pregnant woman while she's at the police station. She refuses to answer questions, which is her right, and they taser the woman.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, okay? I mean, as far as tasers go, I mean, right now there's a national database to see, you know, how many how tasers lead to deaths. And there are leads to say that tasers, when you put 50,000 volts in a human body, there are some after effects, and people have died because of taserings. And they want to go to that, to microwave weapons that can cook us on the inside like an egg. And one airman who was basically the lab rat or guinea pig for this was given second-degree burns from this weapon.
Yeah, and they say, well, this, because I remember that story, and they're saying, well, this weapon, just heats you up a little bit and makes you move back instinctively. But instead, hey, all you got to do is increase the power, and you've essentially, you can cook people right there. It's where they're standing.
Yeah, I mean, they demoed it at I believe it was Fort Moody, and you know, people just run away from this thing because really it makes you completely uncomfortable. But someone who I know who works at Northrop Grumman, who they do a lot of contracting from Raytheon, you know, said that there's many different bands in that thing, and it can go from, you know, making you feel uncomfortable to really frying you like an egg. And they want that to be deployed on these Humvees they get from Pentagon Homeland Security freebies, you know, so they can go rolling around with it on the hood of their vehicles and such to keep the population in lockstep. I mean, that's the plan.
Well, and especially with the issue now with police, you know, with this pain compliance thing, and this further goes into that with these microwave weapons, but with the taser now, it's like there's no way that if you don't comply with the officer, you're going to end up tased. You're going to end up on the ground shaking and quaking as the guy just, you know, arbitrarily just decides to hit you with 50,000 volts.
Yeah, he's not going to hit you just one time. You know, I've seen instances where, you know, they've hit the person five times and they've died right there on the spot. So, I mean, you know, once you start looking at these articles day by day, and I know you do as well, it's almost like you get to the point like, you know, when does this end? You know, just when you think it's gotten bad. You know, like just yesterday they talked about how the sheriff's office and the police departments want these microwave weapons. I mean, hell, the head of this Air Force base said we can't use this in Iraq until we test it, you know, on the citizenry. He said that. So, I mean, that's the plan.
Well, and that also – Michael, that's further going to go into this NORTHCOM that's been established here. For control of the United States, and I guess ultimately the hemisphere, where, you know, they're setting up to do crowd control and be ready for martial law, and you have these type of microwave weapons and somebody armed with a taser to go out and just shock the daylights out of people, you're going to have a population comply rather quickly.
Oh yeah, I mean that's their stated goal. Okay, you know, we were talking about CCTVs and about how people, you know, who live in a society with CCTVs, you know, over time they don't think the same way, they don't talk the same way, they don't act the same way. And if you're living in a world, you know, in a country where people are using tasers on you like it. Use microwave weapons on you. I mean, your mind is basically going to get acclimated to this, and you're going to be a good thinker, and you know, and you're going to be a good government citizen, and that's what they're heading towards. I mean, government always looked at since time immemorial at the population, the enemy, the one they must keep in line, the one that makes sure that you know, when they say to us, you know, let them, you know, that, you know, there's not a violent revolution in this country, and they're going to make damn sure there is. A violent revolution going on in this country.
Well, I mean, they've got historical precedent to worry about it. I mean, this country was founded on violent revolution when the people sought redress with the British Crown, and they got none, and they were being taxed to fund wars that didn't involve them and taxed for programs that didn't involve them. They got upset, they revolted, and it started with throwing some tea in the water on the 16th of November, back in 1773, and it progressed from there until there was no choice left but to shoot, and you've got the British monarchy, who sends the British military in to calm the peasants down and make them understand that they must behave. Except now, Michael,
the thing. Like, you know, where you have a system where they look at things like this. Okay, I mean, the average family, you know, their budget, 40% of their budget is taken through taxes. And what services they get are not coming from the income tax that goes to pay for the federal debt. You know, the services they get are paltry compared to what they pay for. So some of these people are going to wake up and know that they've been had.
Yeah, indeed, you're right. All right, we're going to grab a break. Don't go anywhere. We're talking technology tonight with Michael Vail of thought-criminal.org.
Back around the corner with more. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, if you'd like to join us on the program tonight, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're talking tonight with Michael Vail of thought-criminal.org, and the subject we're talking about is technology. But it, Michael, we definitely have seen a move towards this pain compliance as being the preferred method of controlling people. I mean, we've seen so many years of billy clubs and that type of thing, but now that's out and it's tasers and microwave weapons.
Yeah, I mean, I could almost these days, you know, if you really take the billy club, is far better than a microwave weapon or a taser. I mean, a taser is nothing nice, you know. And you know, I mean, we can talk about this later on. I mean, the real plan for these people, you know, for us, you know, the citizenry is, you know, so they can basically jack us into their you know, proverbial matrix and. We have no individuality. You know, that's their stated goal. I went through DARPA's few dark some websites that DARPA took down, but thanks to the Wayback Machine, I found some articles, and you know, they're ready to attach a neural interface to our brain, and we lose all sense of individuality, and we basically become slaves, a battery to the elite, I don't know. It's just like people get caught up in these virtual worlds, and in the future they'll be living in one and not even knowing it.
Yeah, and that's the scary thing, because the thing that makes us, at least in the very basic, free individuals, is the fact that we have the ability for free thought. And you remove that, and you truly enslave a population. And essentially what you create is a hive mind, because they'll know what your thoughts are at that point in time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, right now they're doing it in a very crude method, you know, where you have the NSA, the NGA, you know, you have NSA going through every aspect of your life, partnering with these companies like Google and Microsoft, who are basically data mining you, and you're offering up the information. They send that information over to the government. They create they take the data, collate it, you know, and use some analysis, run analysis on it, and determine whether or not you're a thought criminal or terrorist. And it's a crude method, but they're looking for more efficient means to do that.
Yeah, and of course, you know, you've got Google. With all these ties back to the CIA, and which makes, you know, anything that they do completely suspect.
The thing about Google, you know, Google's been tied to the NSA, to CIA for many years, but that's basically how many of these corporations, you know, don't think that these corporations like Google and Microsoft are not on top for a reason. You know, I mean, since the early 90s, there's been an NSA backdoor in nearly every Windows operating system that I can remember. And when you're partnering with the government and the military, of course you're going to be separated from the other companies, because you're on top and you're getting the technologies directly from them and you're providing them a service. But, you know, so they're going to take it easy on you. So those at the top have sold out far more than any other company.
Right. And of course, they reap the profits. And then you've got this guy, Bill Gates, who now is basically for one child policies and is pro-eugenics.
Bill Gates and his wife, I mean, they went to China and went to a clinic where they're basically aborting babies by force. And really, you know, that's what they want. The Club of Rome, you know, said that the EU is the model for globalism, and China is the model for the police state. They've stated it. So, you know, you got the Rockefeller Foundation and Rockefellers, you know, interested in the one-child policy, and then you've got the think tanks who do they use, you know, to issue the information and to put it in a logical format and say, oh, you know, we need a one- or two-child policy, you know, because of global warming, and they'll make a lot of excuses to that fact. But, I mean, the eugenics program, you know, is to them is more important than ever. You know, we're cattle. We need to be culled, and you know, we need to thin the herd, if you will.
In your mind, Michael, would that be the reason why China, say in the last 10 to 15 years, has been allowed to really expand and become now essentially a world power, when before, sure, they had billions of people, but economically they were nowhere?
Yeah, China. The thing about China is that if you really examine China, their eugenics, you know, basically it's a test. Their eugenics program is really a joke, because you've got, you know, they were killing off older people, and you have a situation now where basically many young people run the country, and they're far more men than women, and there's all kind of troubles with that. So, you know, everything is not lovely over in China, especially the police state. Oh, my God. You know, mobile execution vans, harvesting organs from prisoners, you know, and the whole lockdown on freedom of information. I mean, it's staggering, but that's their goal, and the Rockefeller Foundation will continue to support it.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder about groups like Planned Parenthood and all the others. Oh, we'll come back. We'll talk more about China. We'll get into all this eugenic stuff. More in technology. This is the Midnight Rider. You're plugged in.
I guess maybe that's the wrong term to use tonight. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're talking about technology tonight, and its nefarious uses. You know, technology can be a great tool. I mean, look at the internet. I mean, we, you know, many of the audience is listening on the internet right now, and without that, we wouldn't be able to communicate. We communicate. I literally talk with people all over the world every day. It's incredible. I can have real-time conversations with them.
without static, without noise. It's like they're sitting in the living room with me, and we're having a conversation. And so there are good, you know, technology can either be used for good or it can be used for bad. And tonight we're talking about, well, the bad. And joining us tonight is Michael Vail of thought-criminal.org. And be sure and check his website out. Great, great news site about technology. Another news site to visit too is truthpool.com. Truthpool.com is kind of a newer site, but they've got a lot of great information. They've got a lot of great articles there as well. I mean, there's just so much out there that you can go and find. Ron Paul in this debate today, Michael, made an interesting comment. We'll get back on China here in just a second. But he made an interesting comment on the debate today. They had a pre-recorded clip from him that basically there's no reason why anybody cannot go out and find any piece of information and get accurate, correct answers that they want to find. They can do it all on the Internet.
Yeah, I mean, you put in a search engine, you go to search engine, you put in what you want, and almost instantaneously, you know, you get what you're looking for. There's no reason for people not to know the Constitution. There's no reason for people to be ignorant on the issues when the information is at your fingertips.
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, and just from where it's come, you know, Michael, I first got on the Internet in 94. And then at that point in time, it was porn and some university sites. I mean, that's literally all it was. There was a few universities that were starting to put their libraries and stuff up. And you could get some information at a few places. And then over time, more and more information comes about. But now today, I mean, you can literally type in any subject you want to know about. And within an hour, you can essentially get college-level information about whatever subject you want to look into.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fun thing about it. I mean, you know, when I hear about some crazy DARPA project, I go straight to DARPA's website and go find out about it and grab any PowerPoint presentations they have, whatever have you. And I mean, it's a great resource. And the more you use it, the more you get proficient at it. And, you know, there's just no reason for people to be like, you know, what's the Federal Reserve? You can go to Wikipedia and find that out.
Exactly, and they'll tell you. As a matter of fact, you can even buy stock in the Federal Reserve, which means it's a private corporation. You can't buy stock in the government. Well, I guess you can if you buy bonds, but that's essentially, you know, something totally different. Let's go back to China, Michael, and their one-child policy, and the fact that you mentioned that there's more men there than women, and from a eugenic standpoint and a culling of the herd standpoint, that puts China in a prime position to allow that to happen, because if you've got double the men to the women and you're only allowing one child to be born, hey, a few generations and you've whittled the population significantly.
Yes, I mean, there was a book writing about eugenics and Margaret Sanger, and this is a memo. It says, 1961, Frederick S. Jaffe, then vice president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, sent a memorandum to Bernard Berelson and the president of the Population Council, which he proposed various measures to reduce U.S. fertility. Now, get this. See how many of these have been implemented already. Social constraints would be including postponing or avoiding marriage, altering the image of the ideal family size, compulsory sex education and family limitation, encouraging increased homosexuality, encouraging women to work, and putting fertility control agents in the water supply. Now tell me how many of those have actually been enacted.
All of them.
Exactly.
Well, and you go to abortion, Michael. You know, 40 million babies have been aborted since Roe v. Wade, and we've got a population of 300 million now. So essentially, you've got a population reduction from all those babies that have been aborted of at least 15%.
And I mean, you could talk about fluoride, which has given people like almost instantaneous abortions and other issues like that. So they are whittling down the herd, if you will, and it's not any grand scheme or to make the earth safe or anything like that. It's basically to make sure that, you know, they stay fat and happy and that there's just a small enough population that can serve them.
Yeah, indeed. Chad in Alaska, thank you for holding. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Hi, I have two points I wanted to make, but Sure. First, can you, one of you, define what you mean by eugenics?
Michael, you want to take a stab at that?
Sure. Well, eugenics was basically, you know, back we're talking about Nazi Germany, was essentially two things. One, they were trying to attempt to make a master race. Two, basically, they were tampering with genetics in order to, you know, basically either create a subservient race or basically to alter the genes so that humanity, you know, will not be fertile. So there's a lot of different eugenics definitions, but there are two of them there.
Yeah, I mean, I looked it up in, you know, on the internet, and it says, you know, that it's classified as a study of factors that influence hereditary qualities of future generations. But I've also heard it used by people that work with plants, you know, to improve the quality of succeeding generations of plants. And along those lines, I mean, it's not a bad thing. I mean, according to, you know, I mean, in a sense, every time we date or marry, we're practicing eugenics because we're picking people that, you know, we think will, you know, that we're most compatible with or that will, I mean, we don't go around looking for the dumbest people in the world to marry or the sickest people in the world to marry. You know, we practice eugenics just in our natural process of evolution. You know,
I would say maybe to some degree that that's probably true. I mean, because you find somebody that you're attracted to for whatever reason, whether it be looks, whether it be you know, the way they talk, you know, whatever, however you're attracted to somebody, and yeah, you know, you decide that you're going to be with that person. And of course, you know, with in the area of plants, you know, so anybody who makes a hybrid is a eugenicist. And so yeah, that happens. But those are in many ways those are positive outcomes. The eugenics that we're talking about is where the same type of science and technology that say the person who works to make a hybrid or tries to combine genes to make a genetically modified plant uses it also for a nefarious purpose to either breed something out of a species, like say intelligence, or to totally get rid of an entire species. But it even goes further than that by limiting the fertility of, say, a group of people. Like Margaret Sanger with Planned Parenthood, her aim was to get rid of African-American people in this country and throughout the world, for that matter.
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
Well, I just think that there ought to be a better word for the negative aspects of eugenics as opposed to the positive aspects, because they... You know, I do. There are two sides to it.
Well, Michael,
terminology is bioethics, and all that means is, you know, whether or not it's good or not to play God. But what are you going to say there, Mike?
Well, I was going to say I've heard you coin a term before, where essentially it's Frankenstein science.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, you know, they're basically trying to alter the human genome to get to the point where our resistance to diseases are lower, which they've pretty much done. You know, we're talking about fertility. If you looked at, you know, the population and how we had babies in just maybe 30, 40 years ago and how we are today, it's a very different story. So, the word eugenics has got many different definitions, but what are you going to say there?
The negative part of it is when it's forced, you know, when there's enforced eugenics, you know, by people that, you know, have authority or power over others. I mean, I see that as where the negative aspects of eugenics come into play.
Well, I mean, fluoride in your water supply. When they put fluoride in your water supply, basically they're dumbing you down. And that, to an extent, is eugenics as well.
And my other point that I wanted to make is that I'm always hearing people talk about the, you know, how horrible it is that that we have that various places around the world are implementing various methods of population control, but I'm never, ever hearing any alternative solutions. I mean, we do have a problem in that, you know, we've gone from 1 billion to 7 billion in the last 150 years, and, you know, people will populate themselves into endless misery and suffering because they don't care to, you know, they just are self-centered, and they, you know, they will never consider the bigger picture. You know, they will just do, you know, have sex and have babies, and wherever that leads them, that's where they'll go. And, you know, at some point, whether you think that certain areas of the world are overpopulated or not, at some point, you know, there is going to have to be some kind of solution. And I'm never hearing anybody discuss what their solution is. You know, they only gripe about, you know, the powers in the world forcefully implementing solutions, but they never talk about any alternative, as if, you know, there's endless supplies and resources. I mean, at some point...
Well, the first thing I would say is for people, for the government to stop subsidizing people having kids, you know, people having like, you know, 10 kids with a single mother, you know, so that she can get more money. She's having more babies to have to get more money. So as soon as they stop subsidizing that, you know, and of course there's a limited food supply and such, but I don't think that the government should take it to their hands to decide, you know, how many babies we should have. I think we should be responsible. I agree with that.
But no one promotes anything like that.
Well, but again, how are you going to tell somebody that when we're talking about liberty and freedom, how do you tell people, I'm sorry, you can only have two children, you got to be a nuclear family?
Well, I think it's something that should be part of our educational process, where we you know, teach the next generations that, you know, that you know, this isn't only our world, that we have to share it with other people, and that we have to live within certain limits if we're going to maintain a prosperous society, and, you know, where there's plenty and abundance for all, instead of pushing everything to the limit where we're all living in dire straits trying to survive. I mean, if you travel around the world and you go to places like the Philippines or China or a lot of places like that, I mean, people are living in total misery. They're all suffering from malnutrition. And, you know, they just, you know, like the Philippines, for example, they got, you know, over 100 million people on a couple of teeny little islands. And if it wasn't for the rest of the world supplying them with bulk foods and staples, they'd all be dying. I mean, people, they will just, you know, they will just populate until they suffer, and there's got to be a, you know, somewhere we've got to implement a more sane solution before we end up in that kind of situation.
Well, I appreciate your call, Chad. Thanks for calling it. But Michael, I think really the only way, you know, because if you go and start dictating to people how many children they can have, then you end up in, there's controls, and if the limit's two and you have three, then somebody's got to be penalized. to make that control effective. And, like, I mean, they're already talking in Australia, a lifetime tax for somebody who has more than two kids, for one kid.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. Your government says, you know, you can only have – there was a think tank that said that the U.S. and Britain should only, you know, force a two-child policy. And yeah, it does come down to, you know, I think we should be responsible at the same time. I don't think the government should mandate how we live.
Yeah, well – I agree, but it raises another question too. Are we meant to stay on this planet, or are we meant to spread out?
I mean,
you know, we went from one coast to the other in this country as populations begin to grow and people begin to spread out. I mean, is a place like Mars the possibility of terraforming a place like that? It's warmer. I mean, there are days that it hit in the Martian summer, it hits 95 degrees.
I mean, I can see that, you know, the fact – the only problem is that when you talk about NASA, the only thing with NASA is that they create a bigger black budget that they can use to create, you know, space weapons. So, if they were more concerned with you know, trying to improve this planet or looking to, you know, to put mankind on other planets, then, you know, hey, that'd be a great idea. But I mean, sure, I can't really say, you know, what kind of food supply we really have and how many people should live and how many people shouldn't live. But essentially, the elite are deciding who can live and who dies.
Well, right, and the food has been taken away, and the growth of it has been taken away by and large from a family farm. And what also too, like in countries like China, the reason they have so many people is because most of them are either tenant farmers or, you know, or they do some type of menial labor where it requires more children. I mean, my dad's family had 10 kids. They lived on a farm. You're not going to get the work done with two. And part of that may be too that, you know, we're kind of at the crossroads between urbanization and ruralization, where, you know, when it was more, the economies were more agrarian, you had more children, and now with things being more urbanized and industrialized, you'll see, and this is a proven fact, Michael, the population rates begin to drop.
All right,
sad but true, but we'll come back and talk more about it. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll be right back.
800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you want to join us on the program tonight, Michael, I was thinking during the break, one of the things regarding, you know, how much the food supply has diminished and things, you know, in many ways, I think we can take this and look at where this began. And that too is with the industrialization of this country. You've got fewer people farming, but you've also got the advent of a huge media complex via radio, television, as populations, you know, grow in urban centers. The newspaper became more and more of a useful tool to basically turn people from those that created things into people that were simply consumers.
Yeah, I think that really goes back to Edward Bernays and impulse buying and buying things that you don't need and you don't want and you don't like it when you got home with it. And I mean, you know, my family and my grandfather's grandfather were builders and engineers and farmers and, you know, and those skill sets, those vital skill sets that they had and flaunted are just about gone in this country. I mean, we've turned farming into a corporate enterprise. So, you know, I mean, like we talk about on our show with Doug and I, we talk about how food banks in this country that supply food to the poor and also during emergencies are being shut down because of lack of food. And this right. this is something, I mean, when you've got the military shooting depleted uranium everywhere and testing microwave weapons and we're talking about HAARP and things like that, I mean, we're talking about, you know, massive damage to our planet. So I do think that the food situation will definitely come to a head as our society, you know, grows and no one knows how to farm anything. No one knows how to, you know, grow a vegetable anymore. And only thing you know how to do is flip a burger or turn on a computer.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. And we're seeing that where, you know, you have more people that don't know how to cook. People don't know how to can. To put up their extra. I mean, and how much stuff gets thrown away? I mean, how much, you know, of the food that we consume is left on the table at the end of the day and just gets pitched out? I mean, how many more people would that feed? I mean, I remember as a kid, Michael, my mom, you know, when you were always told and taught to clean your plate, and it would be, hey, there's starving kids in Africa. They'd love to have what you got on your plate. And I'm thinking, hey, by all means, box it up and send it to them.
Take it.
Take it. I'm tired of meatloaf, and why in the heck did you put spinach on my plate again?
Yeah, I had a thing about mashed potatoes that I just didn't like them, but here another human right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, and we had been taught that, you know, you clean your plate, and if you go back for seconds, buddy, you better make sure that you clean that plate because you've asked for the second plate. And I think a lot of that has just gone into the waste because, hey, you know, we'll throw it out. And guess what? The store's got plenty more. It's right around the corner. And if I don't want to go to the store, hey, I can go get, you know, some heat and eat microwave GMO burger at some fast food restaurant real easily.
Well, the real problem with this is that you can, you know, eat as much as you want because we, you know, but the fact is that there's no minerals, there's no vitamins in the food anymore. So you can eat all day long, but you're not getting any nutrition whatsoever, you know, and you'll be hungry again and again and again. And now you've got Monsanto cornering the seed market and creating Frankenfood, and we have no choice but to eat it. So what we're reduced to.
And the cash register keeps going ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Back in a minute with hour two. Don't go anywhere. With